Now that fake news is being reported by real news, I thought it would be good to look into how much fakery goes on in the music business. Sure, there's auto-tune and lip-syncing, but in the business of music, the chicanery goes even deeper. Pop success is measured in sales numbers, and fudging those numbers is as old as the Billboard charts. For years, record companies have leaned on stores by bribery or coercion to report inflated sales numbers to push whatever they want to be the next hit. There are also fake fans. All over the world, low-wage workers are paid to click the like button on millions of bogus social media accounts. Click farming is done on behalf of businesses, governments, and even music providers like YouTube and Spotify, which is why Kanye West's video Heartless was able to get 33 million views in one day. Spotify has also been accused of creating fake artists. To avoid paying royalties, the company buys cheap music on a work-for-hire basis. They attribute the music to a fictional artist, then promote it to the detriment of legitimate artists. Avoiding royalty payments is also why clothing retailer H&M sells t-shirts for metal bands they themselves have invented, complete with bogus social media profiles and a YouTube channel. The motivation for these lies is understandable. The music business is a business. Fake music, like fake news, is a part of our world, and the phrase caveat emptor now means keeping your ears open to what's real. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.